Welcome to the Goddess Diaries with your host, Dawn Champagne. Come explore what it means to be a modern woman who dares to remember her sacred self.
March is National Women's History Month, and it's the focus of the Goddess Diaries radio all month long here. And so today's guest is Zuzana Z. Budapest, and you are the godmother, the grandmother of the modern goddess spirituality movement, and it is really, truly my honor to have you on the show today, so I do want to welcome you. You are such an important person in the goddess community. You've written numerous definitive books on the topic.
14 books. I have written 14 books.
And you relentlessly support a woman's right to her spirituality. And I have to say that you have paved the way for modern women to share their own goddess stories. But I was recently reminded that it was 40 years ago on February 10th that you were the subject of the last witch trial in America. Only 40 years ago. Now, I feel that's super important. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was a time in Venice and Santa Monica on the West Coast when we were doing all kinds of things. We had women's theater. We had women's talent shows. My best friend opened Dianic Mechanics, teaching women how to change oil and do the small maintenance on their cars to be less dependent on mechanics that used to trip us off. And I thought, what business could I start? And I had a friend who said, but I have some money. I like to come in whatever you start. And that was Anu. She passed on since. And hi, Anu, love you. Mm. And we put our monies together, also Janet Rosland, and we rented a little corner store, and we decided we're going to sell books and candles. And the books has to be spirituality. And, of course, the candles to practice candle burning and directed psychic force, otherwise known as spell casting. And that was the first step. And then I said, we need a flag. Put out a flag that says feminist Wicca, La Bruja Feminista, because we lived in a neighborhood where there were lots of Spanish-speaking people interested in this. And we did that. But the police noticed us now with a flag up, you know. And they set me up to read tarot cards to a woman police officer. And I did. And after that, they came and arrested me and took me off to the police station. And there are lots of details here that, you know, like I actually hexed them. I said 4 months worth of nightmares to the first man who touches me. I don't know where this came from. It just came out of me. Nobody
touched me. It does make for a great element of drama in the story, for sure.
and it was immediately believed. As it came out of my mouth, I said, oh, my God, what did I do? but I thought that I had to fight back somehow, and the glint of the handcuffs did it for me. I saw the handcuffs, and that just pushed my button. And nobody touched me. No handcuffs were applied, and my rights were not read to me. There was no Mirandizing.
I was going to mention that. I feel it's pretty important to note that you did not ask for a mistrial due to the fact that your Miranda rights were not read. I think that's a brilliant strategy. I mean, something that Athena or maybe the goddess Ma were in your corner saying, you know what, let's use this strategy as a way to spread the word. So,
and we had,
anyway.
We had a meeting when Marge Buckley was my main lawyer, and then she tapped into the new, fangled, freshly minted, out of law school women who were coming into the fold, and we sat down, and then they said, Belzy, look at this. It's a misdemeanor. you pay a fine like all your elders have done before. It's a revolving door. That's what they do here in L.A. They have a banco squad, which is actually a cushy job. You get your cards read. You get your astrology chart created. You get to play with the psychics, and then you buzz them. Or they give you $100, and you give them just a ticket, and it's a revolving door. The next day, they go back and read the cards and do the chart. And I thought about it, and I said, I'm not just a tarot reader. I'm not just a shopkeeper. I am here to make a point, and the point is women own themselves and own their spirit, and they have the right to counsel each other without a male priest, without a male god, and help each other's wisdom, enhance each other's wisdom. And money wasn't even part of it, because at this point, I think I charged $10. It was a new idea for me to even charge for anything. Mm-hmm. And I made my living as a gardener. I was gardening in rich people's backyard. So it wasn't about the money, but there was a law back then that said that reading cards, uniting lovers, finding water, finding lost objects, making peace between feuding people, all that is inherently fraudulent. Hence, it was against a state law. And I looked at it and I said, well, how can I change this? How can I? Well, they said we have to first lose our trial. First, you have to endure the defeat. And that's not pleasant at all. Our jury was mostly Chinese women, because I thought women would understand it. But in Chinese, a witch translates as poisoner. So they translated it to them as a poisoner. And there was nobody else complaining but the police. There was no ripped-off little old lady who lost her savings, you know. There was no bunko of any kind going on. But I was a feminist. So they had to make a point that I cannot enter the realm of spirituality with authority. They had to destroy my authority. But I just said, okay, I lose. Will I have enough people here to carry on after I lose to appeal? And that was sisterhood back then. That was really true sisterhood. And people came out of the woodwork, and they all volunteered. And then it was, I was found guilty after 4 days, and we put out the first appeal. I was released. I did not go to jail. They did that, and I said, I had enough of Los Angeles. I'm leaving now. I'm going up north, and I'm going to be in San Francisco, and let me know how it goes, but please keep doing it. My presence was no longer needed there. Mm-hmm. And it took something like more than 10 lawyers to take it into the 80s, early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I remember I've got a mail from L.A. with a newspaper clipping that said, the witch has won after 9 years of fighting. It took us 9 years. And when it came up to the Supreme Court of California, we had the fabulous, beautiful, beautiful first woman on in that position, Rose Byrd, who was appointed there by Jerry Brown. And Rose Byrd looked at this law and went, what? And just struck it down, took it out in the wastebasket. So that's how I won.
And
ever since, you can read, paved the way for all the tarot readers you see on the sidewalks. All the tarot reading also all around the country, because they can use my example now in law, in their trials to help themselves get out from under. And after I left L.A., I just left the pain about this behind too. And I said, I'm not that interested reading cards. I want to write my books now, you know. And then I started seriously writing. The Holy Book was already done. I wrote that in L.A., but I've written since then you know, 30 more books. And I just published Zeus Tarot, Easy Tarot, which is a short little book available online that I managed to put all the teachings in 13 steps. And
okay.
if you absorb this little book, which would help me if you buy them, because I need work. At this point, mm-hmm. I need work. I need you to buy books, even make appointments for readings. But only women should call me for readings who are actually interested in themselves. I'm a terrible reader for anybody who wants to hear the pablum of, oh, you're going to meet a man, and then everything will be all right because there'll be a penis in your life. That is just so asinine, you know? I would take it as a big insult if I was a man. My sons both married feminists, so it is true that they want to marry their old mom, and I was very glad to see them, and they fell in love. It was all very intelligent feminist ladies, and I was very happy about that, and I have a granddaughter now, Maya. And
yes,
she's my first female descendant. Oh, yay!
Yes.
And I also have a grandson who I love dearly, Max. And Max wanted to be a witch, and I couldn't give him anything because it was all for women. And I thought, I catch you later when you're a little bit older, because I thought it was important to have something for women. This has always been my sense. My mother was an artist, and I grew up with the knowledge that a woman needs her own job, her own space, her own bedroom, her own.
Mm-hmm. Well,
a woman needs her own.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the questions I have for you. You are the founder of the Dianic tradition, and you're the high priestess of the Susan B. Anthony Coven number 1, which is a woman-born woman coven. And this has actually been the subject of controversy over the past few years. But can you tell us why, then, you were just going into that to say that you felt it's important?
Yes,
why
because
is
we
it
have
important?
Nothing. Well, just look around. What have we got? They've got the Vatican. They've got the churches. The state itself collects tithes for the church, for example, in Germany. That's how Hitler won over the Pope, because he was the one collecting the money for the Pope, so they were not complaining. And this is how corruption also happens. The woman's religion is based on nature, not on a person who got crucified. As Betty Daly used to say, dead man on dead wood. Women are connected to the moon. We have to know that. We have to know that we are part of a universe, and that the life force that gave life to everything and everybody is acting through us. There is only one way to come into this world, no matter what species you are, and that's through a female. And female is the core of humanity. They don't trust us with the war because women would not quite do senseless warring. If when queens had wars, and there have been such, they won in a week. They went in, won in a week. Even Golda Meir had a war. It took 2 weeks. When you have 12 years of war, that's just corruption. Too many people make too much money. And they use the young, the best of the young even, you know, to ground up as the fodder of war. And all this is because they have a religion that says that war is okay, it's glorious, you get to be made movies of, we're gonna really respect you. And when you come home, we take care of you, which is a big lie. Patriarchy rips off everyone. Well, my point of view is that give women this kind of an exclusive knowledge and see how they run with it. First of all, women always want to share it with the guys. That's like given. You can't take it out of women. They just will. But to know that there is a spirituality where you are the primary. You're not a sinner. You are not a fallen woman. You are not needing to be punished because you ate an apple. I mean, what insanity. And that we have to actually look after our planet that is now on the brink of climate change that will make a lot of spaces that used to be expensive because it's uninhabitable. And then I'm criticized for why women, I think to myself, why are you saying that? Why does everything belong to you? Why don't women say this? That look how you hate us. Look how you hate us. We just got the vote. 50 years after black males had the vote, the black women got the vote along with the white women. Half a century later. I mean, imagine that. And why do you hate us so that you make medical research and you never include women? We just got sick to the fact that heart attack symptoms for women are different from the men. Why we didn't know that before? Because there was no interest in the women. That women are just cattle to them. And that mentality comes in with the religion, with the stupid story of the Bible and, you know, that cruelty from the Bible and all these holy books that are revered have big passages about women where we are okay. It's okay to hit us, it's okay to divorce us, it's okay to leave us penniless. All of this is originated from religious beliefs. And if you accept that kind of authority over you, well, you get patriarchy because they run with it. And it's not the, you know, we all know our men, our children. They are all our children. They just reversed an old order, which was mama is primal. She gives life to everything and looks after us. She doesn't like wars. She doesn't like destruction. She doesn't like disrespect. And they made all these qualities into the rape culture, where it's like, oh, it's so cool, it's so edgy. It's not edgy. It's mother-hating. When you are using the word mother F, you are degrading your own mother. I mean, think about it. But men think about it, and when they have daughters, they do, definitely. They see how everything counts. Everything, the way our world is arranged around us, women are pushed aside. However, give us just a little bit of opportunity, like in education, we were roaring in. There are more women having diplomas today than the men. More women are getting graduate school than men in all the universities. So yes, we are bright, we are the core of humanity, we got all that humanity needs, and we should be leading. Now, we're never going to attack the men because they all came down from a woman. Every man out there comes through our vaginas. But when you look at the Congress, they have forgotten that. And they make laws about our lady parts. Oh, you cannot have an abortion because they're not going to take care of the child you cannot afford and wisely don't want. But it will be shaming. It will be used as shaming. You're a bad mother. So there's any chance they get, the female is discarded and disrespected. And what is this that we are not paid equal with men, our children? Mother doesn't get equal pay with her kids? Come on. Insanity. And you have to bring this up because it doesn't occur to men. And women are so used to our place in the world that we don't think about much of it either. When I first heard about this, injustice just pushes my buttons. And yep. I feel that our species owes women a big apology and step aside and let women win. Let women put Hillary in that position. No, she's not going to be the great savior. She will not be flawless, but she will introduce some respect for women, for example. The way she was representing us all over the world, if you noticed it, she was not in a jihad. She had a little scarf. If she had to, she tossed it on her head. Her hair was showing all over the place. She was not bowing down, and she certainly didn't. She went next to these Arab princes and oil guards, because she says, I'm not here as a woman. I'm here as the United States of America. Get that yes. through your heads. And and that gave her gravitas. And this is what we need on all fronts. All fronts. This has to happen. More of us in leadership. And then, you know, online, I hear women say things like, oh, but Hillary worked for big corporations. Who didn't? We are working for big corporations. Anytime we fill up our tank with gas, and that's everyone, almost everyone, that is not a reason not to elect her. Because, you know, women, you want the perfect woman? Well, you can wait till doomsday. We have to grow into this. Women have not had this opportunity to lead a long time now, a long, long time. And even when they did, they had wars, like Indira Gandhi had a war too with Pakistan. That lasted a week. I mean, it just, and they go in and they win and they go home. I mean, it's not like establishing a whole infrastructure with merchants and death merchants and selling weapons to both sides and making money left and right and not telling and hiding the money in the Vatican's banks. Oh my God, that's
all
the latest.
Fear-based reactions. And
I see
when what you're talking about is, you know, the mama lion just getting in there, getting it done and protecting her young and moving on.
But now remember, who are we breeding then? If we're going to kill the best males, they are not going to have babies. We're going to get the nerds. We're breeding the nerds who stay home because they have a little limp or they have some bad eyes or something. We are breeding them. So the nerds will inherit the world because they don't have to go to war. These things that rejects them from the military are actually not bad because we each carry our ancestors who are in us in a DNA mode. And when that springs to life, we can bring back the perfect, well, not perfect, but at least like, you know, healthy, strong males who were killed in our time, but they can come back through the mother. And the word vagina should be a very respected word. And the word cunt. Cunt is the origin of the word for country. And you can see the rem- yes, and kind. Cunt and smarts, cunning.
Now, so, I've also heard recently, and I don't know if it's true or not, I haven't really researched it, but I also heard that the origin of the word cunt comes from an Oriental goddess whose name was Kunti, or Kunti.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
The yoni of the universe.
Yes. And she has expressions in all women. She lives between our legs. When we are in love, she opens the door of life. And
beautiful.
For these things, we require respect. Anybody who calls me a cunt, I thank them. Say, thank you, I'm working on it. And they don't know what to do with that. Anytime anybody insults you with, oh, you're a cunt, or the one with the whore is a tricky one, because that does, I don't know about its root. But if you get dirty from having sex with a male, then it's the male who dirties up the woman. And that's part of it. If you service males, that makes you despicable because you have received their despicable stuff. It's self-hatred. You look at the male culture and you see a lot of self-hatred in it for themselves. And the fear, it all comes from their fear. The women, don't educate women, because when once they learn what we have done, they turn it around. The fear comes into guilt and the guilt into resentment, and you never love the people you fear. You can't love somebody and fear it at the same time. So these are very important things to come over, and these are all thoughts. These are all thoughts that turn women around, and they do just even a little change, and everything changes.
Absolutely. And just, you know, looking at those words in a different way, like the word yoni, for instance, the word universe is derivative of yoni, uni, yoni. And it's, you know, just those little teeny things that can make an imprint in remind us of our goddess heritage. So thank you for saying that.
Yes, words are very important. As we speak, we create. And it is it's another thing I'm pushing, I've always pushed, verbal hygiene for women. Verbal hygiene.
Interesting.
Means
let's talk about that.
Yes. Like, women should never put themselves down. Oh, I'm silly. F word me and F word that. These come from our belief that if we put ourselves down, the males will be a little less cruel to us. Or they will trust us because we are not feeling superior to them, which nobody's really much wants to. Being superior is a lonely spot. I certainly don't aspire to be superior. But the verbal hygiene is sometimes used to protect you, protect ourselves, but then we internalize it and we start eroding our self-respect. And everything depends on this bottom that gets laid down in our personality early in the game, when we get praises, when we are noticed, when we are held important. And if you hurt the child, you don't just hurt that person, you hurt everybody who she loves, because she cannot give herself, because this foundation of self-respect is not there. Because she was raised with hateful people who has destroyed the opportunity to build up from the bottom a good, healthy, strong woman. And it takes the rest of their lives to replace that. It can be healed, but it's best not to get abused when you're little, you know? And this kind of a culture that whatever a man, wherever the man wants to put his penis, has to be okay. So stick it in babies. That guy who fucked a little baby in full sight of many people didn't go to jail because he was a highfalutin rich person. Oh, he would not do well in jail, they said. Well, I don't think that little baby did well either. The values, the moral authority is what's missing for women. That's what we have to take back with woman's religion and the goddess. And inhale the goddess from nature. Just inhale her from your animals. Be the goddess. Feel how you are part of the goddess. See parallels in nature, how she is using females to bring beauty and love and connection. Look at any group of mammals. There is so much love between the mother and the offsprings. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of love among lionesses who hunt together. There's a lot of love and sisterhood in birds. So you look around and you see the moral values of the Great Mother is happiness. It's when everybody is treated well and respectful and not abused. And then the insidiousness of this is that once you abuse a child, chances are when she grows up, she'll abuse the next generation. I've seen it stopped. If the woman comes of consciousness, then she can stop it. But if she's not conscious, her hand flies and administers a big slap, and then it goes from there. And it's passing down the stone. And we destroy this opportunity to be on this incredible planet that is moving 300 miles a second. A second!
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel it, but that's what is real. And we're flying in the universe, and everything is in balance on Earth, and she tries to balance it out after we have. But the profit, the bottom line as religion must go. That is the God here. Jobs, enslavement, and take from the mother. Take it out. Sell it. Make money. And that has to stop. And of course now, we have to have male consciousness come up to par on this one.
Yeah, we do. And so let me ask you this then. You are the High Priestess of the SBA Coven number one for women born women, and with the controversy recently around that, I don't even want to get into that, but what I want to talk about is a lot of things were said that I believe were untrue, and that that you hate men or that you don't want anything to do with men or whatever. And I don't see that as truth. I don't see that at all.
Well, first of all, I created two men who are not rapists, who are not hating women. They don't use foul language that degrades women or themselves.
Mm-hmm.
One is a pilot, the other one is a scientist. So I have been a successful mother, and my grandchildren are, you know, just very young. But they are not. Every time a woman stands up, the men say that. This has been used against the suffragists who fought for the vote. They attacked them and they marched. They force-fed them until their nose was bleeding. They have really, really been cruel and died. And the only reason that we got ahead, because war broke out in Europe, and Wilson went over there grandstanding for freedom and liberty, and when he came home, he found in front of the White House the banners. The suffragists always created banners. There was no email back then.
Mm-hmm.
And the banner said, "How long, Mr. President, how long have the American women wait for liberty?" And that is how it finally they grinded down, and then they joined the forces. They became the WACs who were fighting the war and became the nurses and women always been matriarchs. I don't want to say patriarch. But they always love the homeland, because woman is homeland herself. And we always joined the fight when it was just again and helped our brothers. What we don't like is corruption plus war. You know, when it goes longer than 2 weeks,
yeah,
they are digging in for a long, long exchange of treasure. And all this treasure is sucked out from here, because the very rich doesn't see themselves as Americans. They already belong to the globe, to global money, and they have their places all around where they can go and meet only people like themselves. And they don't feel responsible for what it does to the people who make the riches possible. They are not grateful at all. Some of them, I like Senator Bernie. Oh, God, I forgot his last name, but you know who I mean. Yeah. I like Elizabeth Warren. Oh, God, I love Elizabeth Warren. There she's Athena, the goddess Athena, manifests her sense of justice and meticulous speech when she backs everything up, yet it is understandable. You can hear her and get it.
Yeah, and that's Bernie Sanders, by the way.
And you know, Dawn, it's still early. It is still early in the game.
Yeah.
We just stepped into the 21st century. We're barely in it. Last time when that happened about the vote, it happened also like that. We were 2.5 decades into the 20th century when women finally got the vote. So it's early now, and I think it's much harder now because we have to dismantle a huge big death machine that gives jobs to people and exploits the earth, and people say, okay, I'll be dead, I don't care. But you should care. You should care. The species, women cannot do that because we are the species. If human beings are not doing anything anymore, it's because we didn't give anybody life. And they always say, well, babies, we need babies. Yeah, women need sustenance, jobs, daycare, childcare in general. And we need not only equal work, but maybe a little bit more because we have the children. Mm-hmm. And this is like, it sounds to them like a death knell to patriarchy. Everything sounds to them like that. And when I'm attacked that I hate men, I just say that, yeah, that's why women have less money than the men for the same work, because men love us so much. They just love women so much that they pay us less because they love us
right.
so much.
I'm thinking of, I guess I've followed you on Facebook and, you know, just had conversations, email conversations through the years with you about various different things. But I just don't see you as a man hater. I see you as a misunderstood, or that message is specifically misunderstood by a lot of people because patriarchy gets in the way. And whatever is reflected back from, you know, our insides, whatever that is, I don't know. But that's, I wanted to bring up, though, that you recently blessed a man, and some people thought that you had ordained a man, so there was confusion about that. What's going on with that?
I tell you why. In all these men that I met here in the North, the witchy men, they had all the wrong motivation, and I don't ordain people for just, oh, because I love you. I have to see what you've done. What is your work? Let me see the work. And I go down to Brazil, and I meet this guy who is like, oh, priest. He's like, he was reeking of priesthood. I mean, he did not dress up as guru or anything, but in his manner, in his speaking, he was, and the way he cared about everybody, this was a right-on person, and I need some man who can teach other men. I need a man who can teach men's mysteries. And there was a big Dianic uproar because my daughter, Ruth Barrett, thought that I betrayed everything. Because, the men, a section on men, Sacred Sons, was in the Holy Book of Women's Mysteries
right.
for the past 40 years. It's been there. I kept saying this will have to happen. And I realized that it's not going to happen unless I give it birth. So down in Brazil, it takes 2 days to get there. So I don't think at my age I'm going to shuffle down too often. But I found this wonderful soul who already did the job, who was totally dedicated to the goddess, all goddesses. He also a global consciousness about the goddess. It's not one thing or the other. you worship Athena, or that's different from Diana. It is not. It's all the same. And different aspects of life are given names and personalized for making it easier for people to relate. That's all. But it's one force that gives life to the universe, and it's coming through women in our species. So, and he already read my books. He was familiar with my work. And I said to him, I need you to take a look at men's mysteries from the Holy Book and research around it more and put together a group and start practicing, and then write it down what you've done, and then we publish it as the Holy Book of Men's Mysteries. And I think with a male name on it, Claudine Pietro, and Zsuzsanna Budapest, I think it would make a good chunk of healing about this. Mm-hmm. And the reason I do women-only things, because I want women to be proud that they have something. They are not just handmaidens to priests and male gods. They are goddesses. They have to see each other as such. That's where sisterhood comes from, you know. We don't only share our stories about our oppression and pain, but we have to share our shiningness and our inspiration and our poetry and our art, our joy, our dances, our culture. And there is now a strong woman's culture. And this is why they are attacking me on top, because they can't find anything else. But always he hates that. No, I don't hate men. I don't promote stupid.
Good thing, too. That would be a disservice.
But the Inquisition is back. The men's rights activists, for example, have a habit of, when they see that I'm appearing somewhere, they try to scare the venue out of hosting me. And they have lots of lawyers, which we need again. I need lawyers. I need lawyers because I'm gonna use my oldest years for even more visibility, and I don't think I need to write any more books except my autobiography, and then I want to write comedy. That's what I really want.
Oh, yay! How exciting!
That's what I always wanted, but then this women's revolution came, and they needed somebody who can do religion and knew enough about it. In Europe, we are steeped in mythology. And then when you are a person who reads a lot of books like me, I found pre-Greek religion, which is where the goddesses were. And the same thing happened back then with the coming up Christianity, that they would incense guys against women teaching, for example. And Hypatia, trying to go to class and teach her class, is attacked. And they pull her out of her carriage, and they carved her body to death with seashells. Now, that takes a special cruel mind, a special cruel hatred, a special pathological, insane hatred of women knowing things. And Hypatia was the teacher for many of the great minds. Aristotle was a student. Plato studied with her. So she was... And she was well-versed, not just in astronomy and mathematics, but she invented things, too. And so these great minds were destroyed in some cruel way to discourage anybody to pick up a book, you know? Book burnings, what is that about? Preventing knowledge to spread. Patriarchs, you know that when women learn and have good, solid foundation in self-respect, that they will best them in everything without a war.
Right.
So that is, so every time you hear me, and that actually did happen, anytime they trash me, 100 more feminist witches are born.
I love it.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
And thank you for your good works.
Thank you.